Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're at Ve'in Mosifin Al Memches, which is at the two dots, about 8 lines into the page. So the Mishnah said Ve'in Mosifin Al Memches. You don't ever have more than 48 tkios. So says the Gemara, Velo, is that really true that you never have more than 48 tkios in the Beis HaMikdash on any given day? Because after all, Vaha Ika Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos, what about Erev Pesach that falls out in Shabbos? De'il Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the third group read Hallel only the first time and therefore they only blew 3 tkios, so still Chamishin V'Chada, it's still 51. How's it 51? You have the 21 that they blow every single day, the 9 for the Musaf of Shabbos, 18 for the Hallel of the first two groups, and another 3 for the Hallel of the third group. V'il Rabbanan, and if you assume like the Rabbanan that they had the opportunity, the third group had the opportunity to read the Hallel 3 times, and therefore there were 9 tkios with the third group, so that adds another 6, chamishin v'sheva, then you'll have 57 tkios, so the maximum is not 48, it might even be as high as 57. So says Gemara, ki katani midi di isei b'kol shana, erev pesach chayos b'shabes, leisei b'kol shana v'shana, lo katani. Now we're only listing in the Mishnah things that happen every year, something that's an annual event, but erev pesach falling out on Shabbos is not necessarily, is necessarily not an annual event. That happens sometimes, but it does not happen every year. So says the Gemara, what? Atu Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch Echad Mi Isei B'Kol Shana? Does it happen every year that there's an Erev Shabbos in middle of Sukkot that you blow 48? Zimnin D'lomish Kachasle. Sometimes you're not going to have 48 tkios on the Erev Shabbos in Sukkot. So Eichi Dami Kigon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon B'Erev Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is on Erev Shabbos, so since the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not Doche Yom Tov, so they would not blow the 12 tkios of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva for the Nisach HaMayim, so there were only 36 tkios, the 21 every single day, the 9 of the Musaf of Sukkot, and the 6 for the entering of Shabbos. And the following Erev Shabbos, it's already Shmini Atzeres, so it's already, the Antif is already over. So that would be an example where in the Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, if it's the first day of Yantif, well, you don't blow 48. So don't tell me that every single year the example of Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag is applicable. So the Gemara answers, no, the first day of Yantif is never Erev Shabbos. Kima Kalino Yom Tov Rishon Erev Shabbos. If we see, if Beis Din sees that Rosh Hashanah is going to fall on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the first day of Sukkot is going to fall on Erev Shabbos, we just add another day to the month of Elul in order that Rosh Hashanah should fall on Shabbos. And the same is true that the Yom Tov of Sukkot is obviously therefore going to fall on Shabbos, because Sukkot is always exactly 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah. My time, why are we so careful about that? That the first day of Yom Tov should not be Chal on Erev Shabbos? Kivin Dikla Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Lios Be'erev Shabbos, Yom HaKippurim Eimas Havi. Because if the first day of Sukkot is Erev Shabbos, when would that make Yom Kippur? Bechad B'Shabbos. That would put Yom Kippur on a Sunday. And we don't want Shabbos and Yom Kippur to be back-to-back to each other. Hilkach Techinonei. Therefore, we avoid it at all costs. So since the first day of Sukkot will never be on Erev Shabbos, the idea of Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoch HaChag, blowing 48 tkios, is in fact something that happens every single year. So says the Gemara. Well, actually, before we get to that, main point number one, Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos gets more than 48 tkios, but it doesn't. But it's not listed in our Mishnah because it's not something that happens each and every year. So the Gemara asks, wait, Umi dechinonai? Do we really push off Rosh Hashanah in order to avoid Yom Kippur and Shabbos falling on back-to-back days? Vahatanan, don't we have a Mishnah that Chelvei Shabbos, the Evarim of the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim of Shabbos, craven be Yom HaKippurim, they can be brought on Motzai Shabbos even if it's Yom HaKippurim. So you see from that Mishnah that it's describing a case where Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. So don't tell me that we don't have Shabbos and Yom Kippur on back-to-back days. And not only that, V'omer Rabbi Zeira, Ki Avinu Be'Rav, B'Bavel, when I learned Torah in Bavel, before I went to Eretz Yisrael, Hava Amri, I used to say, Hadetani Yom HaKippurim, Shchal Yosarev Shabbos, Lo Yotokin, that which the Brisa says that when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't be tokea the six tekios announcing the heralding the coming of Shabbos to stop people from doing melacha, to be mavdil, because anyway the people weren't doing melacha, because Yom Kippur is kadosh and is also melacha. And b'motzai Shabbos lo'yim avdilin. And when Yom Kippur falls out of b'motzai Shabbos, they wouldn't say avdala l'kos or avdala b'tfila. They wouldn't say avdala b'kodesh l'kodesh like you would on a normal Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same exact halachos, so there's not really a havdalah between them. So Divrei HaKali, so Rabbi Zera says, when he was in Bavel, he always thought that that brisa follows everybody. Everybody agrees to that brisa. But Kisalikas lasa, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte, Rabbi Yudah Bereder, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I found that Rabbi Yudah Bereder, Shimon ben Pazi, Diyasav Kamar, was sitting and saying that Rabbi Akiva he, that brisa only follows Rabbi Akiva, that Chelve Yom HaKippurim are not brought on Shabbos, and Chelve Shabbos are not brought on Yom HaKippurim. So Lishi Taso, Yom HaKippurim has the same exact status as Shabbos, and that's why if Yom Kippur falls out of an Erev Shabbos, there's no need to be Tokeya, because the being Tokeya is only to distinguish between the 2 days. But bottom line is, what do we see from all this? That it's Shaykh, at least, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur will be back-to-back days. So since it's Shaykh for Shabbos and Yom Kippur to be on back-to-back days, Mimela, it's Shaykh for the first day of Sukkot to be on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, our Kasha goes back. That the example the Mishnah gives of Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag, that they will blow 48 tekios, doesn't happen every single year. Because some years, when the first day of Sukkot is Erev Shabbos, they would not blow 48 tekios on the Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag. Says about a low Kasha. No, that's not really a Kasha. Because this idea that they would be Docha Rosh Hashanah is actually a Machlokas, whether they would be Docha Rosh Hashanah. Ha, our Mishnah that says that Yom Kippur and Shabbos cannot be chal one right after the other, and therefore it is something that happens every year that on Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag we blow 48 tekios. Rabbanon, that assumes like the Rabbanon world that we always add an extra day. And ha, Acherim hi, the Mishnah that says that Chel Shabbos are craven b'Yom HaKippurim, which sounds like Yom HaKippurim could be Chal, right back to Shabbos, so that holds like Acherim, who says that they were not Ma'arba the Chodesh, just to avoid the possibility of Yom HaKippurim falling out on Sunday. Tanya, because we have a Brisa, Acherim Omrim, Acherim Omrim, Ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, ela arba'a yamim bilvad. That the day, there's only a 4 day difference in the week of what that of when the yantif fell out the previous year. Meaning, if in this year Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, next year it's going to fall out on Thursday, 4 days later. And if it's a Shana Mubaris, so then it will be a 5 day discrepancy. And therefore, excuse me, so the Hezber Adavar is, because the Shita of Acherim is that they always make the months, 1 month Malay and 1 month Chaser. And they're never Ma'aber any month, even Lutzorach. So it comes out that there are 2 months that are every 2 months is 59 days. So when you multiply 59 by 6 in order to get your 12 months of the year, it's 354 total days of the year. When you divide that into 7 day weeks, so you have 50 weeks that are full weeks and an extra 4 days. And that's why Rosh Hashanah next year is going to be exactly 4 days in the week later than Rosh Hashanah this year. In the Shana Mubaris, the Chodesh Ibur is always a 29-day month. So that's 4 even weeks plus 1 extra day. So that, therefore, makes it 5 days later. The Rabbanan who disagree hold that there's no such rule, because they hold their Ma'aber Chadashim whenever there's a need to do so. So it could be even a greater discrepancy in days. So according to them, they'd be Ma'aber Elul in order that Yom Kippur and Shabbos should not be next to each other. But that's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold you could be Ma'aber for whatever needs. And that's what our Mishnah holds. So since Yom Kippurim can never be Chal in Yom Rishon, first day of Sukkot can never be Chal on Erev Shabbos either. So the Gemara brings another Kasha on Rav Ravach, who holds that they are tokeya for each and every musaf. But before we get to that, main point number two, we have machlokas whether we allow Yom Kippur to be chal on Sunday, and it has ramifications if Erev Shabbos b'chag happens every year or doesn't happen every year. So now the Gemara again brings another kash on Ravacha, who holds that we're tokeya for each and every musaf. Meisvei, we have a brisa, Rosh Chodesh chalios b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, shir shal Rosh Chodesh docha shir shal Shabbos. The shir of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh is docha the shir of the musaf of Shabbos. V'i isa, but the Gemara asks if it's true that Ravacha is correct, lema de Shabbos v'lema de Rosh Chodesh. Say both. Say the shir shal Shabbos and the shir of Rosh Chodesh. Ah, must be that they don't have a shir and it's kia for each and every karban. So I'm Rav Safra, my docha, docha l'kadem. No, they do say both, but when we say docha, when we say Rosh Chodesh is docha shel Shabbos, it doesn't mean that you only do the Rosh Chodesh here, not the Shabbos. It means that it comes first, that you first do Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Why does that make sense? That's against the rules. V'amai, tadir v'shenu, tadir kodem. Isn't the rule generally that when you have two things to do, the one that comes more commonly comes first, and Shabbos is certainly more common than Rosh Chodesh? So, Rabbi Yochanan laid the shukva Rosh Chodesh b'zmano. The reason they do the shir shal Rosh Chodesh first, even though it's less tadir, is that everyone should realize that Beis Din was absolutely certain that the Chodesh is Mekudash, and no one should have any doubts about it. V'hai hekera avdinan. So ask the Gemara, is that the heker that they would do in order to make it clear that Rosh Chodesh, that Bezu was kaveh, the day is Rosh Chodesh? Hekera achrita avdinan. Didn't they do a different heker? Ditanan. Chelvei tamid shel shachar nitanim echatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. The six Kohanim who were zocha to bring the Evarim of the Tumah to the Mizbeach after they shechted it and skinned it would put it on the bottom half of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach and on the eight eastern Amos of the Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach, and that was a simon that was those were parts of the Karban Tumah. And then another Kohen would come and bring all of the Evarim up to the Mizbeach and be maktir them. Vishal Musafin, but the Evarim of the Karban Musaf nitan michatzi kevesh ulamata Bimarav, they put it on the other side, the parts of the Kabar Musaf, on the other side of the ramp, and that was the simon, so that everyone should realize what it was, so that they wouldn't confuse the Kabanos. Vishal Rosh Chodesh nitanin tachas karkov ha-mizbeach ulamata. And the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the limbs of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, were put underneath the sovev of the Mizbeach. The kevesh was 32 amos long, and it reached a height of 9 amos. At the height of 6 amos on the Mizbeach, there was a sovev. So that was 2/3 up the length of the kevesh, where it reached the sovev. So underneath that, a little bit underneath that 2/3 mark, that's where they would put the evarim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So it was all on the Mizbeach itself, but it was on the kevesh itself, not on the Mizbeach itself, on the ramp itself, but it was beneath the, right under the 2/3 mark. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says the reason they would put it there was that v'leida shehukva Rosh Chodesh b'zmano, to make a clear sign that everyone should know that Rosh Chodesh was hukva in its proper time. So don't you see that that's the heker? Why do you need to be makdim the shir shel Rosh Chodesh before the shir shel Shabbos for the heker? So the Gemara says trei heker rav dinan. The Chazi ha-Chazi v'Chazi b'ay-Chazi. They made two different Hekerim. And if you saw one of them, good. So then that was the one you saw. If you saw the other one, then that was the one you saw. But they made two different Hekerim for different sets of people who might see different things. So let's make a last main point over here. We do the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Tadir, in order to publicize that it is Rosh Chodesh. And then main point number one on Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the parts of the Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh are above the parts of the other Korbanos on the ramp of the Mizbeach, also to publicize that it is, in fact, Rosh Chodesh. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Meisivei on Nun Hei Amud Aleph.